Best of Las Vegas award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, you've always heard the old saying, the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. It's attributed to Mark Twain, better known as Samuel Clemens. We got another one of those, I think. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been reporting, and we've been hearing top of the hour newscasts that are indicating Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver fame. What is going on, Jim Dallas?
Wally Cleaver it was reported in the New York Times, the LA Times, and some other outlets picked up on it because apparently Dow's representatives released a report on Facebook that he was alive after the Times and the LA Times said that he had passed away. Now, he did say in their defense, but still, I mean, there's no excuse for getting something wrong, so wrong like this. It's very embarrassing. But they said in May that he had cancer. So one would assume that maybe metastasized and got worse and maybe that was the reason for his demise. But now we're hearing on Facebook that Tony Dow has not passed away. So,
correction.
So somebody,
Tony Dow has not died.
So somebody got really punked on this one. And so, you know, you're going to have to file that one for fake news. That's at the top of the list, at least on this Tuesday.
That is amazing. And again, for those that don't remember, that are not of that generation, Wally Cleaver, and can I tell you,
friend? Who was his friend?
Oh, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, Mrs.
You look so lovely.
Yeah. He was always the suck up kid.
It'll come to me.
I'm with you. We had a senior moment there.
No, but that's incredible, though. This made all the hourly newses, top of the hour news on every network has been going with this story that he died, and now they got to come back.
It was on his official Facebook page initially, and this is what it said. It said, "It is with extreme heavy heart that we share with you the passing of our beloved Tony this morning. Tony was a beautiful soul, kind, compassionate, funny, and humble," and that was from his management team. And then later on, the New York Times reported that statement Dow's representatives released on Facebook was inaccurate, and he's still alive.
Oops.
So I don't know, maybe one way of finding out if anybody cares if you died, and maybe... you'll see if anybody comes to your funeral.
Well, and again, we don't want to make too much light of this because it may be that he is gravely ill, that he does have cancer, and he may be near death. We don't know. But according to his family, he is still very much alive. So very, 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 very strange. No, that just is. More coming up with Gentleman Jim here in just a little bit. And also more from Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. They have been so busy at that platform churning out news about Nevada and in particular about Southern Nevada. We'll talk about that. It's all coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Boop. KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, volumes are heavy right now on Interstate 15 as you try to work your way through the resort corridor right now. Northbound 15 at Spring Mountain, south at Sahara. Looks like you're averaging about 45 miles per hour through there. Now, do remember those HOV lanes on Interstate 15. They're going to be closed 24/7 beginning tomorrow through the 25th of August. That's going to be between Warm Springs and Tropicana there on Interstate 15 as crews begin work on that $300 million project. It's the Interstate 15 Tropicana Interchange project. It's being completely rebuilt, so do expect construction crews.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Mitch White gets the start for the Dodgers tonight. They're home to take on the Washington Nationals, second game of this series. The Nats won Monday 4-1, giving Tony Gonsolin his first loss of the season. He started 11-0. Josiah Gray will counter for Washington in tonight's game. The Angels are in Kansas City, continuing their series with the Royals. Jose Suarez getting the start for L.A., 1-4 with an ERA of 5.60, while Angel Zerpa will counter for Kansas City. Royals have won three straight, beat the Angels Monday 7-0. The Raiders continuing training camp, getting ready for their preseason opener. That'll be a week from Thursday, August 4th, when they take on Jacksonville in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The Raiders under new head coach Josh McDaniels, also wide receiver Devontae Adams joining the team this offseason. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. It looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My smartphone blew up during the break. And I should have known this one. This is an easy one that I just blew. I fumbled. I just fumbled at the goal line. Eddie Haskell. Oh, Mrs. Cleaver, you look so lovely today. That kind of thing. I had a chance earlier to visit with Megan Barth. She joins us every week. She is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com and from ReaganBabe.com. And I must tell you, She's one of the smartest ladies I know. She knows Nevada politics like the back of her hand. And one of the great things about going to that website, and I urge you to check out the website, it's thenevadaglobe.com, that when you go there, you're always going to see something new. No matter what time of day it is, what day it is, or otherwise, there's always something new there. And I asked her what you've been writing about.
Yeah, sure. And I've got about three in the hopper right now, so there will be a lot more. I write about 2 to 3 articles a day, just depending on the news, sometimes more. But the NRSC, the Nashville Republican Senatorial Committee, just tweeted out an article of mine where 70% of Hispanics disapprove of Joe Biden, and that 70% of Hispanics in Nevada. When you dig down into the numbers, they get worse. Over 70% of Hispanic families believe that they are worse off than they were 4 years ago. And this is reflecting in Joe Biden's poll numbers. And then that, of course, is reflecting in the poll numbers of Democratic incumbents throughout the state. Susie Lee, for example, in CD3, whose GOP challenger is April Becker, she is what they call dangerous position, and this was something that Cook had published that we picked up. Yet Susie Lee, and within that poll, Kevin, I should say that of those Hispanics polled in Nevada, only 9% believe that abortion is an urgent issue. Yet if you look at the vulnerable Democrats running in Nevada, and that would be Catherine Cortez Masto in the Senate, Susie Lee, for example, in CD3, all they do is talk about abortion. They've been leading with abortion. They have made abortion the centerpiece of their campaign, even though only Nevadans can overturn our abortion law, which was passed in 1990, which guarantees a mother the ability to get an abortion at 6 months. If she is beyond 6 months pregnant, she must seek medical assistance through a hospital. So as Catherine Cortez Masto and Susie Lee are both basically in a dead heat with their GOP challengers, Laxalt and Becker, they will not talk about inflation, which is plaguing Nevadans at 14.9%. They will not talk about the economy. Instead, what they're doing is basically playing a deflective blame game and blaming Republicans like Susie Lee did, and I've written about this at the Nevada Globe yesterday, about having blocked progress on inflation because they didn't vote for subsidies in the jam-packed, basically, giveaways that the Democrats wanted to pass through the Senate. So if the Biden administration was serious about the economy instead of serious about transitioning the economy to a green technology economy, we would likely have much less inflation to deal with, lower gas prices, et cetera.
And by the way, is Susie Lee living in a parallel universe? Because this whole notion that Republicans are blocking efforts to halt inflation is absolutely ludicrous on its face.
It's ludicrous on its face, and all I can say is that she must be appealing to the low-information voters. When I actually watched TV last night. I normally don't watch TV. And so I haven't seen a commercial, and I can't tell you how long. So I had to sit through commercials. Well, Catherine Cortez Masto was running this commercial, and it was just so much fear-mongering. It was insulting to anybody with an average IQ. She kept saying how Adam Laxalt is in for Big Pharma and he takes money from Big Pharma and that's what's preventing her from lowering insulin costs. Well, first of all, Democrats have control of the Congress and the executive branch. There isn't much that Democrats can't do if they could get their acts together and stop acting like Marxists or communists. If they were acting like middle-of-the-road Democrats that used to exist in this country that held power, they might be able to get some of their wish lists passed. Especially past Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. But they are so radically left and so away from the center and the mainstream, they are their own worst enemy. She then goes on to say how pharmaceutical companies are lining, or excuse me, how Adam Laxalt has invested in pharmaceutical companies. Well, quite frankly, who hasn't? If you have a 401k, I will guarantee you that your investments are somehow related to pharmaceuticals. But what's interesting, too, Kevin, is I did an expose on Catherine Cortez Masto's financing, and you can find that on the Nevada Globe. She has received hundreds of thousands of dollars from pharmaceutical lobbyists, from pharmaceutical organizations, from pharmaceutical companies. And so this is what it is. It's complete. This is the politics of deflection and diversion. And they are blaming everyone else for exactly what they're doing.
I want to ask you, and I know you touched on it, but I want to go in depth here. You mentioned the polling in the Hispanic community, and we had Daniel Garza from the Libre Initiative on yesterday talking about this very subject. Can the Democrats win without the Latino vote?
Well, in Nevada, the Latino vote represents 20% of the voting population. 20% of Latinos in Nevada voted. So I don't really see how they can survive, especially in a swing state like Nevada. So they will need every bit of the Latino vote. And just because Catherine Cortez Masto professes and is the first Latina senator, doesn't mean that the Latinos are behind her.
That's incredible. Again, Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com from ReaganBabe.com. And, you know, we've all been asking, will Republicans be unified come November 8th, come the general election? And now we're finding that, what, Dean Heller is going to support Joe Lombardo for governor?
He is. He threw his weight behind Joe Lombardo yesterday and then threw a little shade at Joey Gilbert. Poor Joey Gilbert following the lawsuit against Lombardo and others in this state. And Dean Heller called for unity. But I also wrote a piece, Kevin, where we have Republicans against Sigal Chadha and Republicans for Aaron Ford. And we also have Republicans who have come out for Democrat Treasurer Zach Conine instead of supporting Michelle Fiore. So there's definitely a fissure in the Nevada Republican Party, and we saw this fissure and this fight kind of take place between Amy Tarkanian and the Nevada GOP on Twitter, and I write about that. So Amy Tarkanian, Mike Roberson, and a handful of other Republicans are against Sigal Chadha for AG and have thrown their weight behind Aaron Ford.
Let me just ask you, what is the role of the state party? You know, Michael McDonald and folks in the state party, can they help kind of bring people together, or is this just going to be, or are we not going to be united come November?
Well, it doesn't look like we're going to become united, but look, I mean, this is one of the reasons why we're a swing state. It's because we have moderate Republicans, we have conservative Republicans, we have libertarians. And so, you know, unless we can broaden the existing tent, especially with Latinos, it's going to be a tight race. I, as a Republican voter, and have been since I've been 18, I don't believe I've ever once voted for a Democrat. If I didn't like the Republican that was running, I simply didn't vote. I would not use my power or my voice to support someone like Aaron Ford or Zach Conine, who have taken radical measures, Zach Conine specifically against the Second Amendment. And then you look at Aaron Ford outside of his career criminal history. He isn't really doing anything for Nevadans to fight out or to root out corruption.
Well, all I can say is it's going to be real interesting as we approach November 8th. It's going to get very, very interesting. Republicans for Aaron Ford. Oh, I hope not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Updating a story we brought you earlier, actor Tony Dow is not dead. But he is in hospice. CNN reporting at this hour that he is in hospice. His management team has removed a previous statement saying that he's dead, that he has moved on, that he has been, but he apparently is knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. It's funny when you always see it doesn't happen often, but you see these stories where they say somebody's dead, and then all of a sudden, correction, they're not dead. A pope, and this must go back into the 1970s or something, that there was reports of the pope's death, and then they had to come back and they had to say, correction, the pope is not dead. And it was like a huge, and back then there were, three networks and AP and the New York Times and the LA Times. And that was about all there was for media. Now it's a little different. Coming up, Brit Hume, looking at the January 6th committee, and what he has to say is not very positive. We'll let you hear from Brit Hume, the former managing editor at Fox News. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Meet Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a professional BMX rider and rides his bike daily. He's also a peer support specialist and a proud uncle. And he's been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 3 years.
I sustained an injury while riding my bike and became addicted to pain pills. And it even led to an overdose. But now I'm in recovery and helping others who are struggling with opioid addiction.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Brit Hume is the former managing editor of Fox News, and he's still on with Special Report every so often. And Brit Hume, last night, Brit Hume, I thought, said something really smart about the January 6th committee, that they need cross-examination. Here it is.
A lot of political watchers, Brit, are saying that this January 6th committee may be having some effect around the edges on moderate Republicans, independents. When you look at some of these polls and you look at how Republicans are answering questions about 2024, you buy that?
Yeah, I would think it would be having some effect. I think it would have had more